In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Hear again the words of the gospel. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I don't know about you, but I could hear this verse over and over. As one of the most cherished verses in the Bible, it has certainly weathered the test of time. In our tradition, it's even referred to as the comfortable words. And who would argue with this categorization? Its words do seem to have a way of beckoning us in, like a soft couch to the sleep-deprived. While the verse has the ability to comfort us and draw us in, so does it have a way of finding us out. We may be going along our day thinking nothing of it, but then in hearing the call to the weary and heavy burdened, we see ourselves. Perhaps we weren't even aware of how heavy our load was, something that we had been carrying singly and silently for so long that it had become all in a day's work. And yet, for those that hear a lifeline in Jesus' invitation and wave back enthusiastically, "Yes, me, over here. I want rest. I want the easy yoke and the light burden," we may wonder if it's as simple as all that. Can Jesus' invitation lift us above whatever weighs us down? Can he give us the rest we long for? Because as beautiful as the language and the ideas here are, we know that they won't take away the bills accumulating on the kitchen table, the leaning towers of dishes, or the piles of projects that have made an obstacle course of our hallway. They won't take care of the climbing grass that gets a glare from the neighbor, the unrelenting duties of caretaking, medical appointments that have become a job in themselves, unread emails multiplying in our inbox, the stubborn need for a paycheck, or the endless paperwork, homework, insurance documentation, and enrollment forms. It's not that we necessarily want to walk away from all of this either, but we want it to look differently. We sense that there's help to be found in Jesus' comforting words, but clearly this is different than self-help. In contrast to how society deals with stress, there's no to-dos for the weak and heavy laden. Jesus gives no follow-up strategy, like that we should say no more often, unplug from technology, be more organized, get rid of stuff, practice meditation, or take a hard and fast break from our work, though many of us would benefit from such activities. So what then is Jesus inviting us into? Returning to the verse, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens." There is something about this simple invitation that has power in itself, because it actually acknowledges that we are weary, that we are carrying heavy things. This is in contrast to the way society glorifies our burdens, regarding busyness as a status symbol, rewarding weariness in the forms of achievement and as a sign of good character. We may even hear this echoed in the advice of a well-meaning person who, after hearing our struggle, tells us that we'll make it through, or proceeds to one-up us with all that they have going on. But when we find the friend who will listen and let us share, it can be so refreshing. Sometimes all we need is to tell someone else what's going on and how it makes us feel. or to hear them acknowledge the difficulty of what we're going through. Quite appropriately, such conversations have been called unloading. And though they may not change our situation, often they do make us feel better. Jesus' naming our burden and weariness here has a similar effect. Hopefully, we don't find ourselves addressed in this invitation at all times, but when we do, we find that God has created a space for us to be seen and known as we are in our struggles and weakness. Jesus goes on to say, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." At first glance, we might think, what do you mean, take your yoke? Doesn't that mean adding more work? Or to the part when he says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light, we may wonder, how can discipleship be easy? What part of take up your cross and follow me is light? Perhaps we can consider it, though, in the way we do other endeavors that require a great deal from us, but that we willingly choose. For example, when I tell people that I eat a vegan diet, often they will say, I don't know how you do it. Isn't that so hard? Sometimes people apologize to me that I can't eat what they're eating. It strikes me as a funny thing, and I think, don't they know that no one is forcing me to eat this? I love to eat this way, and it makes me feel good. It does take more work and planning, but I don't consider it a burden because of what it means to me. I've heard people talk about other tasks in a similar way, like those who garden or do marathons for fun, or people who watch their grandchildren. They may be sore and tired at the end of the day, but they wouldn't call what they're doing a burden. It's hard, and it's wonderful, and most wouldn't trade it for anything. So it is with discipleship. In our tradition, I don't hear people describing the faith or the things they do because of faith a burden. The things Jesus calls us to often are hard, but they don't usually weigh on us when we follow through with them. Often they're life-giving and energizing. They bring us peace. In the yoke of Jesus' discipleship, the hard work feels lighter because we feel more alive. Lastly, in the line, you will find rest for your souls, I can't help but think of the famous quote from St. Augustine. After a desperate search for fulfillment in pleasure, success, philosophical and religious wanderings, and disappointing distractions, he cried out, "How long, O Lord? How long?" It was soon after that that he found a passage in Romans that promised freedom from sin, which then motivated his conversion. A decade later, he would write in Confessions, a meditation addressed to God, "You have made us for yourself, and our souls are restless until they find rest in thee." For Augustine, we are created, and our Creator reaches out to us, and it's in reaching back out that our souls find the peace that we long for. As Jesus and Augustine both affirmed, the greatest and truest thing about us is that we belong to God. God made us for God's self, but we know from experience that there are many things in life that make a claim on us. Claims on our time, our bodies, our intellectual product, the work of our hands, the money we earn. Burdens come when we feel owned and enslaved by them. We must remember, though, that the greatest claim upon us is that we belong to God. Our first identity before mother, friend, coworker, or spouse is child of God. Coming to understand this part of who we are puts everything else into perspective. When our lives are lived as worship, Our reaching back out to our Creator changes everything. The way we do things, why we do them, whether we do them at all. When we know our value and purpose is rooted and unchanging in God, we are in a better position to see what is essential, what is a distraction from what matters most, and what burdens are worth carrying. As we reflect upon these words of comfort, we see that Jesus' invitation is not to say that life won't be hard. It doesn't magically take away the minutiae, the things that bog or even beat us down. Life is hard. Who knows this better than Jesus, than the one who carried our burdens all the way to Golgotha? But Jesus acknowledges our burdens and the heavy things heaped upon us and bears it all alongside us. He is present with us in the struggles, and he doesn't look away. He calls us to the type of meaning-filled living that makes our labor worth it. He calls us to live in response to our Creator, in a life of worship that has the power to still our restless souls. Perhaps the most beautiful thing for those who feel themselves called in or called out by the passage today is that Jesus doesn't say, "Come to me when you have it all figured out." He says, "Come to me in your weakness. Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Amen.